both Derek Campbell, Jason Wollard, and Jake Downing from legal counsel. We've got Megan and Betsy, district engineer Barrett and Andrew, and we also have Aaron Van Dyke on the line from Lincoln. I'll call the meeting to order at 11:04 a.m. We do have a quorum of the board, and the agenda is up here on the screen. We look for a motion to approve the agenda, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, thank you. Motion passes. We have a public comment portion on the agenda. I don't see any public currently on the line, but if anyone would like to make a comment as a member of the public, now would be the time. Moving on, are there any director comments before we start into our action items?
Shannon, I had sent you an email earlier this morning. You probably saw, and I did get a chance to brief individually Mike and Robert. Trevor, Zach, I haven't briefed you, but I would like to add to our future agendas each time an executive session in case we need to go into it. I think there's going to be items that come down, and then most of the time we're not going to need it, but I'd like to have that on the agenda in the future.
Roger that. And Jake and I already spoke, Jay, and we've got that added to the template. So that will be on there next month and going forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I just add to that, Shannon, that if there is a need, as quickly as you're able, we need to update the agenda to generally describe the purpose for the closed meeting. So it's an actual notice.
Okay. And that's similar to what we do here in Colorado with those executive session agenda items. So we'll do that, Betsy. Okay, moving on to the action items. We have the minutes from the last meeting on March 19th. They're in the packet that was distributed. If there's no changes or questions to the minutes, I take a motion to approve as presented.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. Then we have the resolution for acceptance of district eligible costs. Megan, were you going to take this one?
No, I'm going to ask Barrett or Austin, since their report makes up the vast majority of this item.
All right.
I'll take that one. Thank you, Megan. So for this cost certification, we have $243,598 in invoiced amounts and $114,255.79 in capital service costs, leaving the remaining amount $129,342.21 as the developer cost. This cost certification does include some deductions from cost certification 3 rather than revising that report since it was already accepted by the board. We just revised the numbers, and those deductions occurred from some private improvements being invoiced in those invoices, and they just weren't caught for that cost certification. Some of that had to be, or some of that was related to the H3A improvements, and besides that, in the master plan as well. And that occurs in Arcadis and Munch Hart. I think I'm saying that right. And then we have some Main Street design with Kimley Horn and overall utility, dry utility design with Spectrum. Any questions about these invoices presented today and the deductions?
If it's helpful. So one thing we've done, so on the so on this one that submitted for the board meeting last week that we pushed to this week. There was some H3A work that we saw on the invoice that was being, you know, kind of counted as public work, but it was not, you know, it was private work related to H3A. And so we had them resubmit that. And then one thing we've found on Arcadis's invoices, their descriptions at times are not super clear. And so they may be working on, under the master plan contract, a private retail. So it's a promenade feature, but it's related to a private tenant. We've gone through, we've tried to go through and scrub all of those invoices and pick out each of those line items.
As well, Zach, having you guys, we're having a conversation with Arcadis to be more specific.
Yeah, and so, yep, and so, yeah, we noticed on the, from the package three that had been approved, there were some private retail costs in there, and so we went back and revised those, and we're taking those out to make sure that, you know, the private, the developer's not getting reimbursed for private work. We've got a meeting with Arcadis set up to help improve their schedules, because right now they bill everything by architect and it comes in and then you have to, it's just not real clear. And so we're working with them to improve that clarity so we can avoid that.
Yeah. Task billing versus architect billing. Architect might be billing on multiple things. Mm-hmm. We need to be project billed. Such that we can allocate them easier.
Zach, yep. Thanks for flagging that and reviewing that. Obviously, it's important to make sure public and private are side and separate. So appreciate your diligence on that and also just pushing the meeting back to make sure we got it right. So thank you.
Yep.
So of the $243 million that we're approving today, where 129 is being, would be cut to the developer and the 114 is covering other costs. Is that the way I'm reading this?
Other way around, I think, right? The 114 yeah. is being reimbursed to the developer. The 129 is what the developer is covering.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yeah. Any other questions, comments?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Is there a motion to approve cost certification number four, the resolution?
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. Then we have a discussion regarding construction of parcel H3A and adjacent roadways.
Shannon, can I share my screen?
Yes.
And I just want to apologize to Andrew. I called you Austin. I know your name is Andrew. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I know Austin comes in and presents at these meetings too. So I can get confusing. Both A's.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It should so be good, there's Megan. There have been a series of conversations about H3A, also known as the district parking garage. So I hope you can see this. Okay, we're looking at the area in blue. Is this coming through for you?
Yep.
Okay. So I just wanted to update the entire board on a series of conversations we've had about how this project is going to be bid and constructed. Mm-hmm. And I know there are folks on the line who can help me if I don't get it exactly right. But I think the short and sweet of it is that the area to the north that you see called Drive A, I'm not sure if you can see that text, was not included in this broader scope. So that will be constructed privately with future reimbursement from the PID, but won't be part of the parking deck that you see there in gray, the bigger rectangle just to the south of that image. And that is also true for the adjacent roadway that runs north-south next to the parking garage. So happy to have anyone correct me if that's not exactly right, but also just wanted to open up for discussion from the board if you have any questions about how this project is progressing along.
I would just add what you said is accurate, Megan. But if I just pull out H3 as a project in total, the three components are private development of the buildings. We're going to do a public RFP for design build for the garage. And then the roads, which would be a separate contract, it would be a private contract, and then future be reimbursed by the PID. So those are the maybe the three categories of contracts.
Thank you, so Robert. Yep.
The roads will basically be a developer advance to build those. And then at such time as we have bond revenue to do that, it'd be a reimbursement.
Yes.
So knowing that that's going to be a public financed road in the future, how are we proposing to procure and advance those two roads?
I think we had some of this conversation, Mike, you and I one-on-one, but I've had that conversation with Megan. My understanding is it's allowed to go provided a private. If you're talking about procurement specifically, we would go out and bid those roads, and then we would have use the engineer as the validation of those costs. Once those roads are completed and being submitted for reimbursement of no different than any of the other, the same way that we've done essentially the promenade. There's no guarantee of that reimbursement, Mike. So that's where the developer is advancing it, and it may or may not be reimbursed to the extent that there are available funds and or from maybe a potential future PID. So the developer is going at risk to build these roads, looking for a future reimbursement to the extent that it is available.
Okay. Agreed. Okay. Thanks for your time. We'll keep you updated as this moves forward. That's all I have on this item, Shannon.
Do we have an updated schedule on when, I know we've gone back and forth, or whether we're going to do the private side first and then come back in on the garage, or do the garage first? Has the developer made that final decision?
Jay, Aaron had sent out a schedule. Aaron's on the line here. I don't know that it's been totally finalized. I think it was proposed and we need to talk through it. Aaron, is that my understanding?
Sorry, that was for the garage.
Yeah, garage and H3A timing. You'd sent out a schedule. I think we needed to talk through it, right?
We need to spend a little bit more time with it and discuss internally whether it's best to start the garage before H3A or after, and when do we want them to deliver concurrently or the garage first. So we've been tinkering with the schedule. We need a bit more time.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other items to come before the board prior to adjourning?
Sorry, not to come forward board, but just a coordination. Jay, did I see you sent that audit email? You responded back, right? This morning to the audit of PID number one, that questionnaire?
Yes. So I did
send it. Brendan, you responded to me, but then Jay, you sent a separate email responding to the auditor, right?
I did. Yep.
Okay.
After I read what Brendan had commented on in terms of not what to say, but some of the content that was required. So yes, I did send that.
Okay. So we're good there. They don't need us all to respond. It was just one response from, right? I'm assuming.
The reality is from auditor to auditor, you might have a difference. So some firms may want every board member to reply. Some might be okay with kind of a group reply. We'll see what Squire's preferences on those audit responses, but I believe you're good to go, and they'll let us know if they want that same email sent from other individuals individually.
Okay. Hey, Brendan, how did we land on Squire? Like, I saw that email, and if I hadn't seen Robert's last night, I literally thought it was spam. Like, I've never, I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, no, great question. We did go through an RFP process late last year, and we had multiple audit firms that were part of that process, and we summarized them. They were the lowest qualified bidder, but at the time, their name was Hinton Burdick, and they have since done a name change. They've merged with Squire, and so it's the same firm, same people, same cost. They just now have a new name. So, yeah, I apologize. That probably wasn't clearly communicated that it's, you know, the firm that we hired changed their name.
Okay.
But that's how that happened.
Jake always does a great job of sending an email. Hey, in about 2 minutes, you're going to get this. And then I'm like, oh, there it is. So it would be good to, if we have something we need to respond to, be good to have that little heads up. And Jake, I appreciate you always doing that.
One other item for just for FYI for board members, for the promenade, there's been an RFP prepared. So we're going out doing the public RFP for the procurement of inspection services. So Shannon, you had mentioned you're going to just review that and help post it. But then it's going to follow a process slightly modified. Mike, for your benefit, it's going to go through the full process to select the special inspector and the testing. So that'll be posted here, I would suspect, not this week, early next.
Great.
Yeah, and Shannon, one other comment before we break. A couple of meetings we've had this morning, we are targeting likely the third or last week of June to do more of a formal groundbreak, which would be celebrating the groundbreaking of the promenade, the event venue, and then on the private side, H3A, H5A. And there will be pit costs associated to that because those are, you know, two assets that the pit is paying for. We'll probably need to do a budget amendment, Brendan, on, you know, kind of what that is and how that is. And we're literally just starting the process of event coordinator and cost and budget and all of that. But just want to let the collective board know that that's targeted for, I'll just call it the second half of June.
Roger that. We will, thanks for making us aware, Jay, we'll be tracking. Anything
Barrett,
else?
Barrett, I saw an announcement that you opened an office in Utah. Did I see that right?
Yeah, it's partly office, partly crash pad, so we can be there more often.
Perfect. Glad to have you closer to home.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we also bought a vehicle, so our employees are going to be in and out of there pretty often now.
Good.
All right.
I don't have anything else
from the team.
I'll motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. 11:23. We're adjourned. Thank you all. Our next meeting is on May 21st.
Thanks all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good day.
Bye.